Well, you know, Lay Brothers is a very special organization, as you know, and it's a grace to be a member of the Lay Brothers. And with this, we've been graced today to have Wayne Weibel here. He, as you know, hopefully you've seen the messages recently that have been announced, his newest book called Intimate Messages from Heaven, The Story of Holy Love Ministries. It is going to open hearts. That's what Jesus said. He said, I give credit where it is due. And he mentioned Wayne in a public message this week. And we're very fortunate to have Wayne here. He's going to talk to us for about 10 minutes or so about that. Thank you.
Good morning. Or I should say, I guess afternoon. It slipped by so quickly. That happens when you come to Holy Love. You sort of lose track of what time it is because it's such a holy place. And before I say anything, I want to commend Father for talking about praying out loud. Do you know, I probably pray in my car more than I do in the church when I'm driving. And I pray out loud. It keeps me company while I'm driving. And it just adds an extra dimension to your prayer when you're able to have that kind of a relationship. This book that I've just done is way out of the norm for me. Maybe some of you know my story. I was a Protestant and truly didn't believe in God at all, to be honest with you. You know, if you don't bother to call on God unless you have a crisis, you really don't believe. And that's kind of where I was. And it has a lot to do with my upbringing and so forth, many, many things that affect us, the way our personalities develop. I heard about the apparitions of the Blessed Virgin Mary at Medjugorje, and I'm sure most of you, if you know Holy Love, you've got to know about Medjugorje as well. And I remember the first comment I heard about it. My immediate thought, as a journalist, as a trained journalist, who is taught to believe in nothing unless you can absolutely prove it, was what utter nonsense is this? Mary lived, Mary died, Mary's gone. I'd never heard of apparitions. I knew absolutely nothing about past apparitions, Fatima, Lourdes, Guadalupe, etc. I was just totally ignorant, completely. But as a journalist, and at that time as the owner of four newspapers, I was doing quite well. We were grossing millions. I had accomplished what many of us call the American dream, which you know is measured by how much money we make. That's our society. That's the measure of success. How much money have you made? And I thought when I heard this story, well, you know, it might make an interesting story for my newspapers. So I got a hold of a videotape that had just been made, and I'm sitting there watching that videotape, and it came to the part where it literally showed the young visionaries at that moment, at the moment of the apparition. And I remember having listened to this tape up to this point, and I kept shaking my head thinking, this is incredible. Well, at that moment that they all went to their knees in synchronization on the exact same word of prayer at the time, when they went down and their eyes focused on this one spot where they could see her, all of a sudden in my heart, I was like, oh my God, this is real. And within a millisecond, our minds work like that. And within a millisecond of thought, oh my God, if this is real, you're real. Oh my God, if you're real, you know me. You know everything about me. You know all my errors, all my mistakes in life. That is the most overwhelming moment for any of us in the process of conversion when you realize where you've been and what you've done. And then suddenly you're confronting God at that moment. And that's exactly what was taking place. And all of a sudden I hear the same Blessed Virgin Mary literally speaking to me. And she said to me, you are my son. I'm asking you now to do my son's will. I literally fell back into my seat, shaking my head, and I'm thinking, no, no, you've got the wrong person. I'm not a Catholic. Of course, she only comes to Catholics. No Protestant ever believes that she comes to Protestants. In fact, they think Mary's Catholic, and I agree with them. She's very Catholic. At that moment, she continued, and she said, "My son, I'm asking you to give up your life and to make the spreading of my messages your life's mission." Well, now, you're in business, and you're making millions of dollars, and you've got the cars and the houses and all of the stuff that comes with making lots of money. And she's saying to me, "You're going to give this up, and this is going to become your life." There are two reasons of looking at this thing and thinking, either that person's totally insane and crazy, or they really believe it. And mine is the latter. I really believed. I knew it was God speaking to me. And over the next few months, my businesses were sold, and I began to tell people about Medjugorje and about the Blessed Virgin Mary, and it went on and on. Here's an interesting note. Several years later, I'm speaking in Cleveland, Ohio. And at the end of the talk, many people came up. They wanted book signing, or they wanted a comment or something. And there was this frail little lady standing back there. And I remember her. She was very slender, and she had this kind of a wild hairdo. It was almost like an afro. And she had these great big glasses. And she waited patiently until everyone was gone. And then she came up and introduced herself. She says, "My name is Maureen, and I've been receiving messages from the Blessed Virgin Mary." And I could look into her eyes, and I knew immediately that she totally and sincerely believed that's what was happening. And, of course, you know who I'm talking about. This was the mustard seed of Holy Love Ministries at that moment. I said to her, "Then you should continue to follow whatever is being given to you. But at the same time, I'm putting it right out here, you know, arm's length away." And I thought, well, that's fine. I'm involved in Medjugorje. Holy Love is something totally different. I don't know a thing about it. Somehow, though, my daily prayers suddenly included praying for this woman, Maureen. And I prayed for her for more than 30 years, every day. With the visionaries of Medjugorje and many others that I have found, I began to pray for her. Her husband, Don, had called me several times and asked me if I would come to Holy Love and speak. And by that time, I knew a little about Holy Love, but not much. I kept finding reasons to say no. Finally, I ran out of excuses. And in December, I don't know, 5 years ago, I think it was, or maybe six, I finally said, "Don, I'll come." So I came here for the very first time. It was in December. It was bitter cold, as you know, the weather can be around here. And we're out in that field that night, and there's 3,000 people there praying the rosary. And I just shook my head, and I said, "My God, this is another Medjugorje." You see, we don't know these things until we open our hearts and become true children of God. This is incredible what you're doing, forming this ministry. And the fruits that will come from this will amaze you. It will go far beyond your reasoning and your thinking right now as to why are you here? Why are you part of this group? The more you open your heart and the more you begin to believe and the more you do the things of God, the more intimate you will come to be with God and with His Mother. And the more intimacy that becomes part of that relationship, the more you will understand and you will realize what a child of God you are. For all of us. I never really intended to write a book about Holy Love Ministries. And I also knew that if I wrote about it, I was going to catch a great deal of grief. Not only from the people who oppose Holy Love, but people wondering, why would you write about something besides Medjugorje? So really, it was a bit of a threat to my journalistic career and my mission of what I'm doing. And I prayed. And of course, that's the basis of everything that we do. I prayed. I spoke to Jesus, I spoke to Our Lady, and I struggled over this decision whether to write this book, and it took a good 3 years before it was finally done. Let me just say, in keeping this brief, that several days ago, I received a call from Don, and he said, "The books have arrived. they're here. Well, I knew that I was coming this weekend to introduce the book, and this is Tuesday of the week before. I'm leaving on Friday, and the books had not arrived until at that moment. And I remember just taking this deep sigh of relief. Thank goodness the books are going to be there. How embarrassing it would have been to have to come and say, I'm sorry, the books are not here. And I can only tell you very briefly, interference from the opposition of God, Satan, has been so instrumental in trying to stop this book. It isn't that it's the greatest book ever written, but it's something that Our Lady asked me to do, that our Lord asked me to do. And I'm even apologetic because it took so long to complete this project. But I think if you read this book, you'll see, you'll understand as you read it. And I think you'll understand where the controversy comes from when you read it. Here's the most important thing. You don't get mad at anybody. You pray for them. You open your heart and you be a Jesus. You be a Jesus in every aspect of your life. In everything that you do in this new ministry, and everything you do in your life and in your private life as well, you become a Jesus. And you see others as a Jesus as well. That's a lesson I learned from Blessed Mother Teresa, who looked at everyone as a Jesus and treated them as though she was treating Jesus. Our whole purpose of conversion is to be just that, to be a Jesus and to follow every word of His Holy Scripture and do the best we can. The messages that come from here are meant to touch our hearts and bring us into that intimacy so that we can speak openly with Jesus, we can speak openly with His Mother, we can speak openly with our patron saints. We can do these things that as maybe businessmen, we would look back at someone else maybe years before our own conversion and think, those crazy fundamental people, you know, they don't know what they're doing. I look at those people now who doubt this place, who doubt Medjugorje, who do not believe in God, and I think, that's my mission. That's my mission. If nothing else, to pray for those people to open their hearts to God. It's the intimacy, and that is the love of God, and that is the basis of Holy Love Ministries, is to love God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your being, and to love your brothers and sisters as you love yourself. That's the foundation of this ministry. And I hope that will also be the foundation of your group here now. Thank you for giving me a few moments to share these few words with you. God bless you. I'm going to go. I'm going to get ready for the book.